This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Annie Fry Show YouTube live chat poll of the day is sponsored by Ruler Foods. Low prices, no coupons. Ruler Foods.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a married sweetheart.
For goodness sake, Beth, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a married sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. There have been developments just here in the last minutes off air of the Annie Fry Show, and it's supposed to be X's and O's time, but we're just putting that off because we brought the law in.
Yeah.
Not you,
I fought
Mike
him
Elam.
And he won.
Not you, Mike Elam. We're talking about, we're calling you Enforcer Colin.
Okay,
how's that feel?
I like it.
So our YouTube live chat poll for today is a personal poll for me. Is it acceptable to toss seed or nutshells out of the car window? Yes, it's acceptable, or no, it's littering. Mike Elam, do you have a thought on this?
I think it's both, but I think it's acceptable.
So what we've come to
politicians.
Yeah. Mike is okay with littering.
Yeah.
Only because I think those are biodegradable, mm-hmm. and I think they're going to be, if they're on a roadway, they're going to get run over and they're going to be pulverized into nothing.
Yeah.
And they're going to biodegrade in a very short period of time.
Instead of putting them in some landfill.
Exactly.
Right? You know?
Exactly.
Colin, you know a little bit about the law.
Yeah.
You're a police officer.
I am.
Is it illegal?
Or I was. Yeah.
Was. You've studied. So is it illegal to toss specifically a pistachio shell out of the window after you've eaten the nut out of the inside? Or is it a seed or a nut?
No, it's biodegradable.
Oh, I'm with Colin here.
The police have a biodegradable addendum. Is that going to last a while? Yeah, it's okay then.
So here's the story. Yesterday, I was driving home, and I had a lot of places to be. So I have some pistachios in the shell in my office, grabbed a handful of them. That was going to be my lunch. And I was driving out of downtown, going to on Tucker, going to the Stan Musial Bridge. At a stoplight, I was just, I do the slow roll up to the red light because, you know, St. Louis things.
Wait, oh, yeah. You stopped at a light in St. Louis?
I need a medal. I should
wow.
have a medal. No, I was doing the slow approach, but I had the window cracked about 6 inches, not too much because, you know, St. Louis things. And I was just minding my business, listening to the Mark Rudin Show in 97.1, crack open a shell, toss the shells out the window, and this woman in this black pickup truck comes up next to me and rolls her window down and yells, it's illegal to litter, and like yelled at me and then like paced me on the way out of town.
Wow.
Very upset about my, and I yelled back. It was, I told him it was a pistachio. Because I can't keep my mouth shut.
It was a nutshell, lady.
Yeah.
Nut job.
Because I said to them before, like, I thought if she heard, oh, it's a pistachio, she'd be like, oh.
Oh.
No, she
sorry.
Was too, she was too invested in it by that time.
Yeah. One of our listeners, Joe, said, hey, lady, there's a man pooping on the other side of the street right now.
Hey, but it's biodegradable.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would have loved to if you had yelled that and she looked right in the eye and was like, sorry.
Okay.
I apologize. I'm in the wrong.
Those shells are hard. If it was a peanut shell, that'd be different.
The pistachio shells are about as tough as you get.
They are tough.
So I apologize to the people who are voting that think it is littering, but I had not considered that maybe, like Mike Elam said, it could be both.
It could be both.
Both
things can be true.
Most important to Mike is that he cares about you as a person.
Yeah.
I care about the fact that you had a nutritious lunch of pistachios.
Thank you. Yes.
I'm Mike Elam, and I approve this message.
And I stopped at stoplights. And didn't murder anybody.
I'm still hung up on, wait, you stopped at a red light in the city of St. Louis. No one does that.
It's risky.
Well, not, it is. It's okay now, but wait till you get the red light cameras. Then you're going to get a whole,
One time I missed an exit. It was when they had, I was coming south to the Poplar Street Bridge. I was headed north. And it was when they had, maybe they had the on-ramp to Poplar Street Bridge complete. They rebuilt the whole thing. This is years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And I didn't get off of, I didn't get onto the bridge. And I ended up, because I'm an idiot, it was like 2 a.m. And I was being a nice friend. I was driving somebody home.
Wow.
Who needed a ride home. And I ended up getting off in North City. Because I didn't, because it was 70. I was like, I needed to get to Illinois. How far do I go on 70 before I can get off and get back on to get home? And I drove.
Alton.
I'd be going west. I didn't know what to do. And I panicked. And I do have a conceal and carry. And I was ready.
There you go.
Strapped. But it was about 2:30 in the morning. And I called my husband. I had my husband on the phone. And he's like talking me through, and I was going through North City in like, I don't know, it was like a Taurus, like a blue Taurus or something like that, an old one. And I didn't stop at a stop sign. I actually like accelerate. I was just like, get me out of here. And I was like, if I can get a police escort out of this place, that'd be great.
I want to get pulled over now.
I was terrified. Nothing bad happened, but sometimes you just got to make decisions. Yeah. And it was a scary place to be by myself in the middle of the night.
Nobody wants to get the 2 a.m. call from a friend saying, I'm stranded in Tower Grove Park and I got diarrhea. Somebody help.
Who are your friends?
Well, what?
No, you were the friend.
Well, who were you picking up? What circumstance could there possibly be that was different than that?
I can't say why I was driving people home.
There was an NDA.
You might know their names. No. Is this your turn? Why don't you take it over? It was Ryan Wiggins. He was smashed.
Yeah.
I
am drunk and I got
sugar-free gummy
poops.
Bears.
And I am alone in the park.
It's
I don't know what to do.
Pistachio shells. I shouldn't have eaten those.
Yeah. If you are having the poops in Tower Hill Park, you're probably fine. I don't think anyone's going near you.
I guarantee you and promise you from here on out that if that circumstance ever happens, I will call you.
I guarantee you. 2 a.m., Ryan Wiggins, not answering.
Oh, some friend she is. Yeah. Man, I really got to go.
I want you to call me, too, because I'm going to record that phone call.
Listen, Brad.
All right. We got Mike Elam and Colin in here to play X's and O's. This is where I hand it over to Ryan Wiggins, and it devolves.
All right. How could it go any further? X's and O's. This is where we get back on track, actually.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
Colin and Mike, I was talking. Mike, have you played as a contestant before?
So I guess so. I'm excited because this is the first time I've ever been on this show when Annie's been here.
Yeah. Because you're always filling in.
Normally, if I'm here, it's because you're not here.
Yeah. It's good to have you.
I know. I'm excited. So I've never been this close.
I've never heard your voice get that high.
Well, normally the restraining order doesn't allow me to be this close to Annie.
Oh, you didn't tell me about that.
Well, I'm.
Only applies in Illinois, buddy.
That's right. It's biodegradable.
We're in Missouri. So you've been in studio. Now, normally I'd say, Well, you've played less, so you go first.
Okay.
But you've been in studio a lot more than Colin has.
True.
Even though Colin has played before.
And so. I do not have a firearm on me right now.
Mm, yep. Good. Colin goes first.
There you go.
That settles it.
Colin, you know the rules of the game. Both of you guys do. But just as a reminder, if people are listening, this is called X's and O's. We have a tic-tac-toe board. Normally, we number it 1 through 9, but apparently this the person who put the tic-tac-toe board up there just assumed you'd know that it was numbered 1 through 9. So there are...
This is going to get screwed up.
Yeah. Somebody go ahead and write the numbers up there.
You got
to
do it.
I sure do say, what order are we going from the...
There,
I get the
go.
1, 2, 3, but...
1, 2, 3. Okay, there we go. So that's there are 9 okay. squares, which means there are 9 questions associated with those squares. You will pick them back and forth and pick an expert to answer those questions for you. Annie and Brad are your experts this week. They can each answer up to 5 times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they answer, you simply agree or disagree with them for the square. If you don't get it right, your opponent gets the square. So that's how we play. And Colin is going first, so which square do you want to start with?
5.
Number 5.
Center Surprise. Square.
Okay, who's your expert?
Annie.
Annie, yes. You got our first audio whoopee.
Whoopee!
We got a lot of sound this week and some difficult questions. I wouldn't say this is one of them. A celebrity.
Thanks, great. I'm
was
wrong,
no pressure.
Right?
A celebrity was accosted in a coffee shop early this week by a person demanding he say "Free Palestine," and I actually do have the sound here.
You know he's a criminal. Just say "Free Palestine" one time, please, and I'll leave you alone. Free Palestine. Please say it. One time.
Which celebrity wouldn't do it, wouldn't say "Free Palestine," and then knock the phone out of this dumb girl's hand?
It was Alec Baldwin, and he was totally in the right this time, yeah. In this specific instance.
Do you know that person's name?
Is it like Buster?
It's Crackhead Barney.
Crackhead Barney, that's right. So you know a lot about this one.
Alec Baldwin.
Question is it Alec Baldwin, Colin?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. That's correct. All right. You start the game with the X or O right in the middle there.
Are you an X or an O?
I'll be an X this time.
He's an X this time.
Okay.
There it is.
He's an X.
There you go.
I got a lot of X's, if you know what I mean. From college.
And they live in Texas.
Do you have any X's from college?
I mostly dated Katie.
Who married you?
Who married me.
Yeah. So that's a no?
Mostly.
But yeah, let's go. Talk about
you
that.
You know what?
Does she know?
Whenever at 2 a.m. when I'm drunk, I'll tell you.
Let's go number 9.
Number 9.
Keeping the show on track. Thank you.
That's what I'm here for.
Bottom right.
And who's your expert?
We're going Brad.
All right,
Brad,
Mike, let's do this.
Here's a clip of Joe Biden speaking this week in front of a completely unscripted crowd.
Pause.
Imagine what we can do next. 4 more years.
Pause. 4 more years.
Even they're not sure.
They're like, I think I want you for 4 more years because they told me to. And here's my $5 I got for that. All right. Question is, how old would Biden be at the end of a second term?
Oh, man. 86.
Agreed.
That is correct.
Hey.
Good job.
If he makes it.
Well, he's 81. Yeah. If
he said at a 4-year term.
Yeah, 4 years.
Yeah.
He's 81 right now. He will be 82 November 20th.
End 20? Of November. Yep.
Yeah. So by the time he would be done with a second term, 86. You guys got it. Colin, back to you.
Okay. 3.
Number 3.
Top right.
Wrong answer.
Yeah.
Incorrect. Who is your expert?
I'll go with Brad this time.
All right.
Brad, you have stumbled into
AI.
This is a real clip from the week run through AI. So while the quote is correct, it won't sound like the person saying it. Tell me who said this.
I'm a Libra. My husband is a Libra. And it's so funny, Doug. He'll talk about the fact that it's the Libra in us that we will sit on the couch in front of the TV with the switcher for like 45 minutes.
Yeah, you wasn't kidding. These are hard.
These are a little hard this week.
I'm a what?
Libra.
Libra.
Here's one more time.
I said Leaper.
Yeah, well, that's the AI, so. Here's one more time.
I'm a Libra. My husband is a Libra. And it's so funny, Doug. He'll talk about the fact that it's the Libra in us that we will sit on the couch in front of the TV with the switcher for like 45 minutes.
It's more funny if it was Libra.
I feel it's a Libra.
Yeah, think of all the Libras, you know.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
That sounds like a Kamala Harris quote that is missing the cackle at the end.
Ha, 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 which is usually what he puts into the AI for the cackle.
I'm going to go.
It's a dead giveaway.
I'm going to go with Kamala Harris.
You're going to go with Kamala Harris. Colin?
No, I don't agree.
You don't agree. Here's who said that.
I'm a Libra.
Uh-oh.
My husband is a Libra. And it's so funny. Doug, he'll talk about the fact that it's the Libra in us where we will sit on the couch in front of the TV with the switcher for like 45 minutes debating which Netflix show we start streaming.
There it is. I cut it before that, though.
It's not that funny, though, Kamala.
Well,
it never is.
No, it isn't. It's never that funny.
Let's go number six for the win.
I disagree with that. I was driving alone in my car just thinking about her talking about sitting in front of the TV waiting to figure out what to watch with her husband.
Yeah,
and I could not stop laughing.
Ever done that.
Yeah. What'd you say, six?
We're going six for the win, and Annie is our expert for this question.
Okay. Like I said, a lot of sound this week.
Lots of sound.
So you have also stumbled into AI.
There was no drinking.
AI.
This is a real clip. Of course, tell me who said this.
Trump makes fun of me. He was the kind of guy in the neighborhood. Wish you could have gotten in the neighborhood. Be head to head.
Say
it. Hear it again?
What?
Say it again.
Trump makes fun of me. He was the kind of guy in the neighborhood. Wish you could have gotten in the neighborhood. Be head to head.
I don't even understand the last two lines there.
Well, that's maybe part of it.
Just say Joe Biden.
Is it Joe Biden?
It's Joe Biden.
I was going to say Chris Christie.
I'll disagree.
I'm going to say Chris Christie. And you disagree?
I'll disagree with Chris Christie.
Okay, you're going to disagree.
Truth over facts.
Here's who said. One more time, just so you know what's being said.
Trump makes fun of me. He was the kind of guy in the neighborhood. Wish you could have gotten in the neighborhood. Be head to head.
It probably will be Chris Christie.
I mean, I don't understand it. So Joe Biden tries.
Here you go.
Trump makes fun of me.
Yeah.
Right. Hey!
He was the kind of guy in the neighborhood. Wish you could have gotten in the neighborhood. Be head to head.
Remember how he always talks about how he's going to kick Trump's butt or something?
Yeah, but now he can't even say the right words in the right order.
Right.
Behind a woolshed.
Why?
So
get him in the neighborhood.
We've got a Mike Elam tic-tac-toe down the right side, but we keep playing. So it's not over yet.
That's
and
correct.
It's Colin's turn, but let's take a quick break and we will wrap up. We've got five squares left.
This is the best I've ever done at this game, by the way.
All right.
You're usually pretty bad.
I normally suck.
I've always missed it, but not this time. Stick around. We've got more X's and O's coming up. Of course, Mike Elam so far.
Tic-tac-toe. A winner.
Yep.
A winner.
A winner. And there's nothing like Nancy Pelosi to make you feel good about yourself. Stick around. More when we come back. Don't go away. Do the
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're grateful that you were here with us this Friday afternoon. Looks like some weather might be coming in. More rain, but it's spring. That should not be surprising to you. We've got Colin in here along with Mike Elam playing a little X's and O's. Mike has a tic-tac-toe down the right side, a vertical tic-tac-toe, and Colin is holding that middle square as well. So I think it's Colin's turn, right? Is that right?
It is Colin's turn.
All right. Take it away, Ryan.
Number two.
Rooster's Crow. Who is your expert?
I'll go with Brad.
Are you with us?
How do I follow that?
Are you with us? Don't. I wouldn't follow that. I'd run the other way.
Number two seems to be a thing today.
Yes.
Yeah, it is the theme of this show.
I'm going to warn you on the heels of saying, what in the world is that? This question, I had a hard time wording it. So
this will be
bear
fun.
With me. Joe Biden answered two different questions this week with two-word answers. In an article in The Independent, it quotes Joe Biden answering a question about why Lauren Boebert switched congressional districts. And then he gave a two-word answer. That one, of course. He was also asked about trade regarding China and Xi Jinping. Two different questions.
Mm-hmm.
He gave two-word answers to both of the questions.
Okay.
I'm going to give you both answers. You got to tell me which one corresponds to which question.
Okay.
Okay? The first one is, don't jump.
Okay.
The second one is, that's classified. Which one was he talking about, China and trade, and the other one about Lauren Boebert switching congressional districts?
Well, dang. The Lauren Boebert one was the classified one, and then he told the people about the trade. He said, don't jump.
Okay. Colin? Really a 50-50 here.
I know. I have no clue. I'm just going to go. Last time I didn't go with Brad. I got to go with him this time. If he lets me down, I'll see him outside.
Oh, gosh.
That's not good for you, Brad.
Okay.
Colin, I like everything you said, and your logic was perfect.
My goodness.
Oh, thank goodness.
You know what? I take that back. I wish he would have been wrong, Brad.
Yeah, I'll see him outside. I'll give you a dollar. Leave me alone.
That's right. Yeah, in responding to a question.
I'll give you two if you don't.
About China and Xi Jinping.
Now the free market is revived.
He said, don't jump.
Don't jump.
Why? And then about Lauren Boebert, it almost acted as if he didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, well, that's classified. Okay. All right, so there we go. Colin, it's looking pretty good, but it is Mike's turn.
Let's go eight.
So this is for the block. If you don't get it, then you're going to give him a tic-tac-toe, and you're tied. So a lot riding on this question.
Okay.
Eight, and who is your expert?
I'm going to stick with Annie.
Okay. Ethan also comments about Brad. Brad lives another day. We're getting that one right for Colin.
No, we were just going to talk
every day, just
anything.
That much out of the death's grasp.
He's right there on the edge.
We were just going to talk.
Yeah, it's all. Oh, it's
I
all
just want to talk to him.
We're playing X's and O's. It's a Friday.
How did he go off the parking garage for there?
Right.
So this is for the block.
This is for the block.
Number eight for the block.
Just to let you know, it is an audio whoopee.
Whoopee.
All right.
Appearing on Dr. Phil this week. Comedian Tyler Fisher says he was turned down by multiple talent agencies for a particular reason.
Comedian Tyler Fisher claims he has been turned down by three agencies because they said they just weren't looking for.
Do you think it was justified for me to be told we can't represent you? You don't have the chance to now compete for jobs because you're.
What word? Why was he losing jobs?
It's because he was white.
On Dr. Phil, he has the recordings to prove what he's saying, by the way. You're saying it's because he's white?
Yeah.
Okay?
I will agree.
You're going to agree.
I will agree. We don't hire white people anymore.
Yeah.
Here is the real sound, the all-important box number eight.
They just weren't looking for white men.
Mm-hmm. You don't have the chance to now compete for jobs. Because you're white.
Ridiculous.
There you go. And he had the receipts, too.
Yeah, he did.
It was pretty interesting.
Wait, he had receipts for not getting jobs?
Yeah,
he recorded that now.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Colin, you just got blocked.
Number seven.
For
the block.
And who's your expert?
Annie.
Okay,
call me. Annie.
Oh, Lord.
There we go.
I don't like that.
Fox News reported earlier this week that Arnold Schwarzenegger revealed he is behind the biggest movie flop of Sylvester Stallone's career. In the late 80s, the two were vying for top action star in the world, and Arnold pretended as if he was interested in this box office bomb just to get Stallone to do it, which he did.
Mm-hmm.
The movie that Stallone did came out in 1992, and Sly still calls it the worst stain of his career. What movie is it?
Kindergarten Cop.
Kindergarten Cop with Sylvester Stallone.
All right, I'm going to agree. I have no clue.
He really doesn't have a clue.
No.
I would think it's Cobra, but...
It is not. And Kindergarten Cop, just for the record, was Arnold Schwarzenegger. So, the circle gets the square there. Mike gets the square. Does anybody know the answer?
No. Would it be Tango and Cash?
No.
Was it that prison movie that he was in?
No, but these are all great flops.
Like, he broke the...
I mean, to be a really great flop, doesn't nobody have to know about it?
Well, it's once I say it, you'll know it. Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Oh, man. Oh,
that was terrible.
Yeah. I can honestly say I've never seen that movie.
Well, you and most people.
There you go. For it. Hence the flop.
Yes. Mike, it's your turn.
We're going number four. And
number four.
Mr. Brad. Brad, all right. Just to make you feel better, I do not have a gun.
Okay.
No
pressure here.
I want you to
here.
Relax. Feel good about your answer.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you, Mike, for calming us all down. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, Brad, announced that he is pulling financial support from Columbia University, saying he no longer, quote, is comfortable supporting the university until corrective action is taken, unquote. Name any year since 2001 that the Patriots have won the Super Bowl.
2001?
Since 2001.
So I can't use 2001.
Cannot.
All right. Let's go with 2005.
2005.
I'm going to disagree.
Mike Elam is on fire.
Damn!
Wow.
How do you even study for that?
You don't. That's incredible. And Brad, you were close. I mean, it was 2003, 2004,
mm-hmm.
not 2005, and then 2014, 16, and 18. I figured everybody'd know 2001.
I thought I should have gone with 2016 because that was that whole Trump Brady thing.
Yep.
And that comeback.
Deflated balls.
Mm-hmm.
Careful.
So the balls felt fine to him.
It's a story.
Yeah.
Those biodegradable.
I don't know.
They're pigskin, so I'm sure they are.
Sounds like it.
We got one left.
Colin's turn. This is it.
Number one.
Number one is what you get, because that is what's left. And I guess it's either one. Yeah.
Brad or Annie?
Annie. I'll go back and forth.
Colin,
well,
how come you don't threaten her?
Huh?
How come you don't threaten her?
Hey, why would he? He doesn't need to threaten me.
I didn't threaten you, Brad. I just said we were going to go talk.
I just want to talk to him.
All right. Appearing on Fox News on the topic of anti-Semitic protesting at colleges, here is John Lovitz.
And like you said, it's like weeds. If you don't nip it in the bud, it's just going to keep spreading and get worse and worse. And we've seen it get worse and worse.
Lovitz was on Saturday Night Live for 6 years, Annie. Give me any year he was on the show.
2018.
2018.
No, I don't agree
with
that.
I'm doing this for college.
Yeah.
Put that marker away, Mike.
I was so confident.
94.
Man, get me three
that would
ways.
Be my real answer.
Your real answer would also be incorrect.
Would
he
it?
Left in 92.
Oh.
You're close.
Wow.
85 to 92. So any of those 7 years, it was six seasons.
Colin, put an X up in that.
Oh,
there you go.
God.
That's your square.
There you go.
Man.
Good game, guys.
Yeah, good game. Thank you, Colin. Thank you, Mike Elam. We appreciate you both being in here and always appreciate your help filling in when I'm out.
Thanks for having us. It's been exciting to be on while you're here.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks for having us. I'll see you outside, bro.
No, I didn't do that to you.
Come on, man.
Take care, you guys. Come join us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, and we need your votes. We're going to wrap this up when we come back. The YouTube live chat poll, is it acceptable to toss seed or nutshells out of the car window? Yes, it's acceptable, or no, it's littering. We'll get to the bottom of what you have to say when we come back. Don't go away.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Believe some of these comments that are coming through about the pistachio shell.
What if the shells are laced with arsenic, Annie?
What if the deer has a pistachio allergy? I don't know. I didn't ask the deer that's in downtown St. Louis.
Next time you see the downtown deer, ask it. I always throw salt lick at it.
Is it acceptable to, just the extra salt licks that you have, though, to toss seed or nutshells out of the car window? Yes, acceptable, or no littering? We got almost 250 votes in right now, and it has stayed around the same percentage throughout the course of the day, but it's kind of moving a little bit further into one direction. What is, if you're in the car, what do you determine you can toss and what won't you toss?
If it will biodegrade.
Mm-hmm. In what amount of time?
A couple days. I think if it goes beyond that. You know, because you could make a case that, well, technically a cardboard box would, you know, so I'm not going to do that. But if it's food and it's going to dissolve pretty quickly, I would say that it's fine. And nutshells really are kind of questionable only because you don't know how quickly they are going to come apart. But they're food. I just don't have a problem with it.
Harsh Truths says, honestly, I find littering disgusting. However, a piece of food now and then isn't going to hurt anything.
Yeah. just hacking up a piece of food out the window every now and then.
And Frank Belville says pistachio ice cream is underrated.
Not exactly what we were talking about, but thank
close.
You.
But close. Adjacent.
Yeah.
Brad.
Yeah. Where
acceptable?
Do I Yeah, it's absolutely acceptable. Where do I draw the line? It's food. If you throw, like, food and drink. You guys ever dump ice out of a cup onto the road or anything like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because the ice melts and runs into the drain and away it goes.
What if it's below freezing outside, Brad?
Then it sits there until it gets above freezing and then it melts and goes into the drain. The same thing happens as the ice that falls from the sky.
What if the ice is poison pistachio nuts?
Then it's poison pistachio nuts and it's not ice. Come on,
I mean,
Ryan.
That's a pretty good answer.
Dude, I'm a youth pastor. You can't get me.
What does that mean?
Teenagers are going to ask the craziest possible questions.
But yeah, I mean, I don't have any problem with food items or anything like that, because either something's going to eat it or it's going to biodegrade. It'll be fine.
I'm going to get back to the biodegradable poll question thing that we have right now, but you're talking about teenagers. I am coaching a second and third grade volleyball team right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like this.
What are they doing?
So I coach volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel good in that junior high range. I really like teaching, coaching junior high age kids, middle school age kids, because they're old enough and mature enough that you can relate to them in a way that is like you can communicate with them. They can communicate with you. There is something that happens between, it's usually fifth and seventh grade, some early bloomers, some late bloomers, but just the level of maturity where you get out of that, the kid thing. Second and third graders, of which my daughter is one of them. And like, I'm used to my daughter, but she's the most 7 that one could possibly be. Everything is so big and bold and colorful. Evelyn is the happiest person. My 7-year-old is the happiest person, the most joyful person I have ever met. And I say this as somebody who I myself am not that person at all. I am cynical. I am sarcastic. I am jaded. All of these things. And I don't say that in a way to insult myself. It's who I am, and I'm okay with that. But she is the brightest bright that I'm around anywhere ever. And I tell her all the time, I want her to know specifically. I said, God gave you to me to remind me to have joy. Because I look at her, and, you know, my older daughter, she's carbon copy of me. I don't know if your kids are old enough, Ryan. Is one of your kids just like you?
My son is in a lot of ways.
Do you see, like, your son's faults? Are they your faults?
Yes.
Isn't it super annoying when they're doing the things that you do that are annoying?
Yes.
Do you know all the things? Should we go over them?
Well, I don't have that many.
You don't have any bad habits.
No, I don't. Yeah, and so it's hard to find. You know, it's hard to find those things in my kids.
Should
but
we just
when
talk
I see
about
them,
your wife's bad habits and your child who reflects those?
I think that's fine. Yeah, if you want to.
She has no bad habits, and in fact, I think she has sainthood. when you're parenting and you see the things that are the reflection, the genetic reflection of you, and it's unsavory for me, it makes me more mad. I don't want them to do the things that I do awful. And there's a long, long list of those things. But when I see them as, like, as a characteristic of how they are, it makes me mad that it's happening, that I'm dealing with it, and that I kind of feel responsible for it. Because, you know, the question is nature or nurture. Did they inherit that from me? Have they watched me and mimicked that? Whatever. When I look at my 7-year-old, she is so joyful. I don't relate to it. And it's a very bizarre thing to know that I created this human with my husband and she is like the best kind of thing you can be that I have none of. And I'm coaching this team. I think I have 9 girls and 1 boy on this team. And they're like all this level of bubbly. They're so excited to be there. When I walk into the gym, they lose their minds. They're just excited to be playing volleyball. And then at the end of every practice, I like wish I could video this and share it with people, which would be totally inappropriate and it's not going to happen. But at the end of practice, I'll have everybody come in. We're playing in a YMCA league, but it's just the kids at the Lutheran school. So we say a prayer at the end and I have one of the kids pray. And we put our hands in the middle and we, you know, say go team, whatever. But I ask if anyone has any questions every time I do it. Anybody have any questions? And they're all like, arm up in the air. And then they don't ask questions. They just start telling you things that are words.
Yeah.
And it's like, my mom had to work today. And then tonight, my dad is going to pick me up and go golfing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, okay.
Yeah. Do you have any questions? Yeah. My dog used to eat a really cheap brand of food. And then we realized that we couldn't feed it that kind of food. So we've been getting him the really good stuff from Rural King. And it's kind of solved the problem.
The more you entertain it, the longer the story goes.
Yep.
So you do have to respectfully cut that conversation off at some point. But here's the thing.
That's so funny.
Going back to who I am as a person, being super sarcastic and cynical, all I can think about is really smart butt remarks for all of these things. And I know that it's incredibly inappropriate for me to be like cracking jokes about the ridiculousness of the situation.
It can be fun.
Because my daughter, she doesn't do this just in the huddle at the end of practice. It's all day.
Yeah.
Every day. She just wants to share things with you. And these things make her so genuinely happy. So I have practice at this where I listen and I try to like soak in some of the joy because I'm like, gotta rub it on my skin here and make it feel like it's something that I can take part in. But they'll go on and on and on and they'll talk to you and I have to keep my mouth shut the whole time. And so what I do, I don't know how to stop it because I have no response to end it. And like, I'll like look around for somebody else. Be like, can you come help me. I don't know what to do here. We're surrounded by these nine adorable second and third graders who are just imparting information.
Yeah.
What do they tell the teachers about us?
Oh, yeah.
What are they saying about us?
Oh, well, do you ever take the tactic to go, you know what, though? I need questions specifically about the game. Does anybody have anything about this? Usually they go, oh, shoot. No.
They don't listen.
They just do it anyway?
But I really want to know, what do these children tell their teachers about what goes on in their house? Because they want to be seen. These kids want to be seen, and they want to be heard. And when the opportunity presents itself to be seen or heard, they're jumping in. And I love that little fire that they have. So I want to see them and hear them. And then eventually I have to stop it. But it's like, they're telling me about stuff that their parents are going to do that night. And I haven't yet heard anything that I like, well, I don't know if I'm supposed to know that.
Yeah, because why would the kid know?
Do like kindergarten through what, third, fourth grade, fifth grade parents or teachers, do they just hear the most whack things about stuff that's going on at home?
Yeah, all day.
Oh my gosh.
That's why they have to have incredible discipline, not just with hearing things and making sure that they're kind of, you know, folding it in a little bit, but also with allowing the kids to talk. You just can't let them do that. That's what teachers do.
I am not cut out for it, and it's like it's such a small amount of my time that I feel like I'm experiencing something that is like so new and
like you got to just let it happen.
I got it. I'm studying it.
Yeah.
I'm like sitting there taking notes, and I'm also coaching a 6th through 8th grade team at the same time. So I have 2 hours of practice. I have the older kids. They come for the whole 2 hours, and they help me coach the younger kids, so that they get a lot of the extra attention and stuff, and they all go to the same school, and then we spend the second hours with all the older kids actually practicing. But, man, I am not... We talked the other day about death and people who work in that industry, and, like, I'm not one of those people. I am not somebody who could work in a medical environment. I also am not somebody who could work with early childhood.
I tried teaching Sunday school for a while, and I...
You don't have a lot of patience.
I'm not great at it. I could do it, but it was like they had to be very disciplined, and I had to make sure that they were like all in line.
Ooh.
And it was
good luck.
It wasn't easy.
I'm the opposite, because I know that like if I, what my kids would call bring the heat, I'd be in trouble. Like, I can't do that. So I just am like, whatever. You do whatever you want. I mean, you having fun? Yeah. All right. High five me.
That's so funny. It's like the exact opposite of what I would thought.
Yeah, it is. It's because I can't. Like, what? I'm going to structure volleyball practice for what? So I can make them superstars? They're not interested, but they are having the best time ever.
I'm trying to make the Sunday school kids superstars in the eyes of the Lord.
They are superstars in the eyes of the Lord because of Jesus, not because of their actions.
That's right,
Pastor.
Yeah. Ryan, what are you doing? No wonder you're not teaching Sunday
school.
That's
why I'm not doing it anymore, because I failed at that.
Yeah, he messed that one up. The pastor's like, Ryan, we need to talk.
Yeah, that's the easiest one. Be joyful in the Lord.
I'm tired of you puffing up.
Don't tell the kids they only get into heaven if they get in line and color right.
Mommy, Mr. Wiggins told me that I had to be really good if I wanted to go to heaven.
Is this one good enough to get to heaven?
But he only had to be really good in Sunday school. I don't know why it was limited at that time. All right, let's get to some responses here before we wrap this up. On the YouTube live chat poll, is it acceptable to toss seed or nutshells out of the car window? Yes, it's acceptable, or no, it's littering. If you missed me tell the story, I did it a little bit earlier in the show. I think I did it at 105. I told the whole story, but I got accosted by a lady in a big black pickup truck yesterday for littering. And I don't think she knew at the time that was throwing pistachio shells out the window, so I yelled it back at her to tell her.
And she didn't seem to change her mind.
This is why I can't engage with the second and third graders. I could not help myself.
Yeah.
It was an out-of-body experience. I had to tell her. All I said was, they're pistachios. Then she just
That's the equivalent of yelling at the team. Your stories don't matter.
MAGA said, yes, not a crime if you don't get caught. Plus, it has a chance to... Who starred that? I'm not reading that. To tick off... the environmentalists. I'll sum up that
way. There you go.
Let's do. Kate says, sorry, Annie, we usually agree with one another, but I was taught to never toss things out the window, littering and potentially distracting to other drivers. It definitely was distracting to that lady.
What if she would have ran into the back of somebody?
Do you remember?
driven right into a building.
I would have been like hungry or something.
Whoops.
Do you remember the big push in like maybe the late 80s, early 90s? Were like, hey, stop littering. What were you people doing?
That was the 70s, 80s.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, you just got done with stuff and threw it out the window?
Yeah. Over the car, hit the signs.
Man, what in the world?
I mean, it was a huge,
huge
push.
It was a huge PSA thing.
Big signs that were probably paid for all your tax dollars. We asked you, is it acceptable or is it littering? 71% of you say it's acceptable, and I feel very vindicated, and I'm also not going to do it in front of people anymore.
Don't do it in front of the 29% of people.
No, that lady's probably outside right now waiting for me. Oh my gosh. Mark Reardon, up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.